the future of a mental health program for rural schools is uncertain. Most people detained in Oklahoma for immigration cases don't have a lawyer. And a Tulsa group is studying ways to combat environmental issues. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Tuesday, January 13th. I'm Deborah Shar. Federal funding for a program to get more mental health professionals in rural Oklahoma schools has ended prematurely. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports the search is on for new funding sources to keep the mission going.
OU's Prime program paid for future school counselors, behavior analysts, and social workers to get graduate degrees in exchange for serving 2 years in a rural, high-needs school for every year they received funding. PRIME stood for Project Rural Innovation for Mental Health Enhancement. It was funded with a $5.6 million federal grant and was supposed to last 5 years. However, the funding ended last month, 2 years earlier than expected. Brittany Hott oversaw the program and says now the funding gap would need to be filled by donors or grants for the work to continue.
It's as if we have the seeds. We need more seeds and we need more flowers. We need a bigger network. We need all kids to have access to mental health services. That's the bottom line.
The PRIME program was one of more than 200 mental health training programs across the country whose funding ended. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
As immigration detentions continue to climb in Oklahoma and across the country, data show people detained in Oklahoma are among the least likely to find legal representation. And as State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us, local immigration attorneys and their clients are feeling the strain.
According to federal data, through September of last year, about 80% of people with pending immigration court cases in Oklahoma are not being represented by an attorney. Lorena Rivas is a Tulsa-based immigration attorney. She says the need for a lawyer these days is far outpacing the capacity of existing attorneys to help.
There is a lower number of immigration attorneys in Oklahoma statewide. We have a lot of rural areas of the state, which themselves are underrepresented by regular attorneys as is.
Oklahoma ranks second, just after Idaho, in unrepresented immigration cases, among the states where detained migrants are least likely to obtain any legal defense. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
An Oklahoma County Commissioner is proposing a new countywide sales tax. The funding would close a more than $500 million gap for the new county jail. KOCO-TV reports County Commissioner Jason Lowe wants to place a 5/8 cent tax before voters to pay for the jail and other public safety needs. Commissioners will consider the proposal on January 21st, and voters could see it on the April 7th ballot. Some Tulsa residents are worried about environmental issues like flooding and pollution in their city. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele reports a group is trying to identify solutions to those problems.
The Tulsa Sustainability Task Force formed last March with a goal to find ways to make the city more resilient to things like extreme weather. Kara Joy McKee is the director of the Oklahoma Sierra Club chapter and one of more than a dozen people named to the task force. She said the group is nearing the end of a written report that will end up on Mayor Monroe Nichols' desk.
My hope, and I think the hope of the task force, is that this will lead as soon as possible to some action within the city.
That action could look like installing sustainability staff or investing in environmental projects to prepare for extreme weather. The report comes as new research in the journal Urban Climate shows Tulsa is not prioritizing infrastructure upgrades and sustainability measures to prevent harm from climate change. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and follow the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.